Welcome to the Entrepreneur's Lounge Radio Show, where we expose the myths of entrepreneurship and release the weight of it all. Real people, real issues, and real talk with expert solutions. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show as we welcome our host, Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru.
Yes, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Entrepreneurs Lounge radio show and podcast. Tonight's show is extra special because we're exposing some of the common hidden sabotaging thoughts that are keeping you from achieving the level of success you are so deserving of. And of course, tonight is a hot topic. There's some transparency that we're sharing. So I can't think of a better person to join me then my co-hostess with Mimosis, the CEO of Mode by Rebecca Ruth, the brand that reminds us to show up on purpose every day. And you definitely need that right for the right mindset to do that, correct? How are you doing, Ms. Rebecca Ruth?
I'm doing well, as always. I'm excited for tonight's show, and I'm excited that it's just us tonight.
I know.
Get to talk to the people.
Oh, Lord. You know, if they watch our lives on our YouTube channel, sometimes that can be dangerous. So,
right. Maybe start with the podcast and then graduate to the lives.
Yeah, because you know. But we're going to be on our best behavior tonight. And since this is a show, we're going to try. Let me say that. And since this is a show for entrepreneurs, you know, we both know that mindset is really an integral part of every show topic. It doesn't matter what it's about, because you can have all the strategy and investments and the best coaching in the world, but it's all going to boil down to what you believe, what you're willing to do, and the actions that you're going to take to achieve that success. So before we get into some of the more heavier things, I wanted to share the following show disclaimer.
This show, our social media accounts, and any related content offered is done in the hopes of bringing enlightenment and awareness to our listeners. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate in any way any disease or condition, or to promote any specific lifestyle, belief, religion, political affiliation, or other personal practice. Always seek the advice of a qualified health or clinical professional with any questions you may have. Never disregard professional help or medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have read in our content or heard on this show.
And yes, just have to do that. That's necessary. So let's go on with the show. I want to start with one of the quotes we use for this advertisement, and it's from the actor Manu Bennett. He said that anyone can train to be a gladiator, but what marks you out is having the mindset of the champion. And I'm going to share a little of his story in a moment, but I think what many people take for granted is that there is a certain mindset for a champion and those who are highly successful. There's not a magic formula or this perfect cookie-cutter plan that's going to work for everyone, but there are some things that are just fundamental keys to success and the mindset that those people have as far as that's concerned. What are your thoughts on that, Rebecca?
Yeah, I agree with that. I think I posted that somewhere at some point, that it's not a magic trick. You know, the successful people that you see out there, that you admire even, they don't have some kind of magic potion that they're taking and they wave, you know, they have a fairy godmother somewhere. They literally, I mean, the difference between them and other people is that they have this mindset of, I'm just going to keep going. I'm going to keep going. No matter what, I'm just going to keep going. I'm going to fail. I'm going to get up. Life is going to hit me with this and that and hardship, but I'm just going to keep going. So, I mean, that's really the only difference. And we always get this question of like, well, what do I need to do to be successful? And, you know, and there are, of course, there are certain skills and certain like, you know, business decisions and stuff like that logistically you can make to be successful, of course. But it first starts with your mindset, because I never, ever sugarcoat first of all, I never sugarcoat life in general, but I never sugarcoat business and entrepreneurship. Like, I will never, ever tell someone, oh, this is so easy. Just get up and decide what you want to do and just go for it. I'll never say that to anyone because it's a complete lie. The reason why I'm still here and maybe somebody else isn't is because I just kept getting up after every time I was, you know, every time I fell down, I just kept getting up because I just had a bigger vision. And, you know, you hear people talking about having a why, a big why. And honestly, all that kind of stuff I thought was kind of like bogus when I first heard it. I was like, yeah, whatever. And really my answer was, duh, my why is money. Like, why else does anyone do this? But your why's got to be more than just money. Trust me. It's got to be more than just money. Because I'm sure we'll get into that at some point during the show later. But you've got to have deeper whys than just, oh, I want to make a lot of money. Because if that's your only motivation, probably you won't make it that far. Let's just be honest.
Does she mention she doesn't sugarcoat anything? I mean,
I don't sugarcoat things.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, that's really it. Like, you have to, like I said, I was, you know, interviewed on a different podcast last night, and you know, I said, I was like, you have to know that you know that you know that you are where you're supposed to be, and that has to carry you every single day. Every day. And sometimes you have to renew that belief every single day. And trust me, I have days where I don't have that belief. I have days where I doubt myself. I doubt my business. I'm like, throw it all away. Let's just do something else with our lives. Like, I don't, you know, like I have those days. I do. But the difference is that when I really, like, you know, I'll have my 5 minute, whatever you want to call it, my 5 minute funk. No, let's be honest. Sometimes it's a 24-hour funk. Let's just keep it real.
That's all right. That's all right.
I'll have my funk. And then it's like, I remember why I started this. I remember the bigger picture, the bigger vision, the people I'm doing this for, the, you know, the platforms that I want to raise, all those things. And then I'm like, okay, yeah, this is why I need to keep going. Or those are the reasons why I need to keep going. So, yeah, mindset is huge. It's such a big thing.
It is. And I was laughing because, you know, I was a part of my coaching, one of my coaches, we have this small group that we're doing this special six-week accelerated project for. And I shared something with them, and she said, she thanked me for sharing it, and she said, the journey of an entrepreneur is not for the faint of heart. We can feel it later in the morning, get one email or bill and feel deflated by noon, get another yes and feel like we can take on the world at 2 p.m., get into a funk when the invoice isn't paid by 5, and go to bed wondering if we should get a job. And
right.
I said,
that sounds about right.
You just summed it up. Yeah, that sounds about right. And that's on a good day. We didn't put like the worst day possible, but it's that constant roller coaster ride, you know? So it's like your mindset. And, you know, you were saying the only thing different while you're still doing what you're doing versus other people who are not is your mindset. You make a decision to keep going. And yes, you need your why, but you need to be tuned into that. And like you said, every day you have to remind yourself of that. So while we're on that part, that quote again from actor Manu Bennett that says, anyone can train to be a gladiator. What marks you out is having the mindset of a champion. Then I want to share a little bit of his story. New Zealand-born actor who had been seen in roles such as Crixus for the series Spartacus, and Azog, the art team in the Hobbit trilogy. He has all these impressive film credits, but he was in a horrible car accident when he was 15 and his mother and brother were killed. He said that it was difficult to concentrate on his schooling and life after they died. So he dealt with it physically by playing rugby. He made the Australian team, but to deal with his emotions, his girlfriend at the time introduced him to ballet. He actually missed the rugby championships because he had to dance in Swan Lake. He described himself as having great expressive ability in the world of dance, and that's the key ingredient which drew him to become an actor. So he had this lead role in Smashing Machine, which started John Claude Van Damme, and he had been training in South Africa for that role when Van Damme backed out and the film was killed. So he had to put all his belongings in storage to train, and now he had to return to Australia homeless. And the only work he could find was half of a year hauling stone out of swimming pools. But he credits that work to bringing him to the point where he was mentally and physically ready for the role of Crixus, the Gallic gladiator. He actually broke three of his ribs in a fight scene as that gladiator. But reading that story inspired me because there were so many points of adversity. His grief alone could have made him just stop. And then when the film was canceled, you know, we just talked about with business. Sometimes you have losses, and there are some business owners that decide to just quit and move on. And we're not saying that's a bad decision or a good decision. You know, each person's life so accordingly. But that part where he had to return to Australia homeless, the only work he could find was hauling stone out of the swimming pool, and just look at how that gave him the physicality for that future movie role as Gladiator. So literally, all the training for the film that was canceled and the demise of that and the sadness of that, seeming like that was a setback, it may even have been the lowest point of his career, led to a job that physically prepared him for that epic role as a gladiator. So as the cliche says, delay is not denial. So sometimes, you know, I would say for our listeners, review your life, review those things that maybe you're really struggling with now, and sometimes you question why, and just think of it differently, mindset-wise, as this is preparing you for something greater, even though you may not know what that particular thing is. What do you think about that, Rebecca?
I mean, that is very powerful for me because, I mean, personally, just because there have been a lot of things in my life where I felt like it was a delay or even a rejection sometimes, you know, whether business, personal, whatever it is. And then it's like later on you realize, okay, so that had to happen so that this can happen. So it's like the denial, in this case, I guess you're the delay, turns into like something so much better than it had you, you know, done what you thought was better in that situation. And so it's like that's a mindset shift also that a lot of people don't realize they need to have, is that sometimes, honestly, and like they're you know, I'm not a huge fan of cliches, but they just like get to the point so well. So it's like,
right.
I find myself using them. But it's,
yes,
like it's so true. Like sometimes you really have to, you know, we all get disappointed. Things don't happen. You know, people don't show up for meetings. People don't call. People don't, you know, people don't do what they're supposed to do, or like, you know, people don't pay their invoice, stuff like that. There are disappointments all along the way. You don't get a deal that you're hoping to get, or a contract you're hoping to get. But so much more I have seen in my life personally and in other people's lives, that when something doesn't turn out the way you think it should turn out, if you're just patient, now, patient means it could happen in the next 5 minutes, 5 hours, 5 days, or 5 years. So I have seen things come back around years later. I have seen them come back around weeks later. So it's like there's no time frame on that. But it's like I know when it happens, when that new bigger thing happens, I remember. I'm like, oh, yeah. Like 5 years ago, when this person said no to me, had they said yes, I wouldn't be here, and da da da, and then I would have met this person. And then it's like you get really excited because you're like, oh my gosh, look at how everything worked out. This is awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, that's part of the mindset too, is bouncing back from that and just saying, all right, well, you know, this isn't going to work out for right now. It's a bummer. Maybe someday it'll come back around, or maybe there's something better and you got to keep moving. I wholeheartedly believe that.
Absolutely. And, you know, sometimes it really is that thing that looks so good for you. You know, if I just got this, this will work out, blah, 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 blah. may be the thing that just pigeonholes you and have you stuck. And, you know, we don't think of it like that at the time. But then, you know, as you just be patient, like you said, and go ahead with the process, go ahead with the journey, a lot of times you see after the fact, why not then? But sometimes our emotions are tied, so, you know, we get a little upset. Now, another
right.
area that many people struggle with where mindset is so critical is health and wellness. And there was this study, scientists at Stanford University in the U.S., they looked at the mortality data for 51,000 adults. And for 21 years, there were dozens of measures taken, including how much people exercised and how much exercise they thought they did compared with others their age, and during which time some of the participants even died from a range of illnesses. But when they analyzed the various factors that might have contributed to the participants' health, they made an amazing discovery. People who thought they weren't doing as much exercise as their peers died younger than those who thought they did more, even when the actual amount of exercise they did was the same. And according to the study, the mortality risk was up to 71% greater for people who perceived themselves as being less active than their peers compared to those who thought they did more exercise than everyone else. And I know that you're very much into health and wellness, so I've got to hear what your thoughts are on that.
Okay, so I mean, so first of all, I mean, that's an amazing statistic, but I'm like, so.
Yeah, well, you know, first of all,
what is
I'm
it?
Like,
the
hold on.
Yeah, like the mortality is 70% greater for people who perceive themselves. So it's like, wow, just right there in that sentence, like the power of perception, and this is why you got to mind your business, because like just from perception. Just for perception alone, just for perception alone, it's a higher mortality rate. Like what is up with that? So I mean, that's first of all, okay, that's like incredible to me that many people are dying over perception. But that aside,
I can't.
I can go on and on about health and wellness, though. Health and wellness is so, like, it's so critical. And again, when I talk about stuff, I say this on almost every show and every live, I'm always talking from past experience, personal experience. Well, not always, but most of the time I'm talking from past personal experience. So I'm never preaching at anyone. I'm literally just talking from my own experience.
Right.
And you know, I grew up thinking, yeah, I grew up in a pretty healthy life, well, healthy home. And as an adult, I thought I was pretty healthy and all that good stuff, blah, blah, blah. Like we all think we're doing a good job. But I zeroed in more into my health journey, my health and wellness journey, you know, a few years ago. And honestly, I have to say I have never felt better physically, mentally, and so it's like I will argue anyone who tells me that your health and wellness has nothing to do with your mindset and your attitude and your, you know, just how you go through life and your day. It's so critical. The food that you eat makes a difference in your energy level and your like even concentration, how your brain works, and then exercise, getting those endorphins moving and all this stuff. I could go on and on and on and on. So it definitely fits in, you know, critically actually into your mindset. But yeah, that statistic is insane to me.
Well, all those wonderful things she said. First of all, I like to say that coffee can do the same thing. I mean, I'm just saying. And I'm not saying that health and fitness is not important. But what I'm saying is you said endorphins. Coffee raises your endorphins. That
so
clarity
that's
of mind.
That coffee is good for.
No. See, coffee, your mindset. You said it's your mindset.
No.
You said endorphins. You said energy and focus, and you feel better. Coffee do that for you. I'm trying to tell you. Coffee We'll
That's
do that
awesome.
For you. You put coffee.
Please have your doctor tell me the health benefits of coffee, and then I can get behind
it. You know what?
It.
You know what? I'll look up a study for you. I will. Hallelujah.
There you go.
Thank you.
Do that.
However, three possible reasons why our perception of exercise could affect our health, according to the author. And for you guys that are listening, I want you to know, we'll give you the link where you can go to, and we'll give you every article we talked about tonight so you can see this, you can see it, you read more in depth and get all the information. But there were three possible reasons given from the author of this, and they said the first is that simply we feel stressed if we think we're not active enough. Bombarded by health messages and seeing everyone else exercising all the time might cause us to worry a lot, and that kind of chaotic and chronic stress could damage our health. Number two, considering what we know about group norms and how most of us like to do what we know other people are doing, you know, it's surprising, but maybe we find it too discouraging if our friends do more than us, and then we give up altogether. The third explanation involves the opposite of the placebo effect. So, you know, it's long established that beliefs about the strength of a painkiller can influence the effectiveness on the body. But they're saying the opposite of that is where if you have negative expectations, the physiological effect of treatment is reduced, physiological effect. So perhaps people were, in fact, as active as their friends, but since they didn't realize it, they missed out some of the benefits of it. But the bottom line really is that your mindset is everything. And I sort of like what you said before, mind your business. Because truthfully, not being catty, but we know, and we talked about this privately before, of how some people just, they're paranoid. They cause all of this, you know, torture, sabotage themselves basically. Because they have this whole drama, docudrama, soap opera in their head. And, you know, they're so convinced that this one's plotting this and this one's plotting this. And did you see where they said this? And I know those three, four, five, six people talking together and they're plotting against me. And I'm going to do this, blah, 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 blah. And you know what? You're doing all these scenarios. And honestly, most of the time, the person's not even thinking about you. And if they are, I can guarantee you that this whole plot, shootout, Kill Bill series you got going on, secret, silent attack against you, it's nowhere near that. No one just, and you know, I love people, and you'd be the best person in the world. But you, people just don't care that much about you to do that much stuff. But to the person fabricating this, paranoia is real. So, you know, you've seen things, you know, where people have killed people out of fear that they were going to be attacked, and they were not. The person wasn't doing anything to you, but your mind, you built it up, you know, had this whole thing. That's how you have stalkers with celebrities that believe they're going to get married, and that's their wife, and that's their girlfriend, and they see them with someone else, and they've got to kill that person. But all of this is in your head. You never met the person. The person don't know you. You've written them all these love notes. They have no clue of who you are. So mindset, I know that's a stretch, but mindset is very important. And sometimes, you know, people obsess over things so much and just the perception of something, and that is not the reality, but it becomes theirs. I can see how it could really have a negative effect. But I go back to the gladiator thing. You know, if you want to train, you want that heart of a champion, you want that physicality of a champion, it all goes back to what you're willing to plant your feet down for, what you want to commit to doing, and then making a solid plan to get it done. Focus on you, focus on your goal, surround yourself with people that can support that and can help you reach that achievement, and then move on. Don't worry about what everyone else is doing. Just focus on you. But what we're going to do, we're going to pause for a moment, take a quick commercial break, but make sure you stay tuned because when we return, we'll talk about the importance of mindset when it comes to sex, attracting love, and trauma. So stay tuned to the Entrepreneurs Lounge radio show and podcast.
Does your professional look make a global impact? Hi, this is Rebecca Ruth, and I'm an image consultant and the CEO of Mode by Rebecca Ruth. I specialize in helping you make the best first impression through your appearance, communication, and multicultural etiquette. Contact me today, and I will teach you how to show up on purpose. Call 202-996-7986 and make sure you mention Entrepreneurs Lounge Radio Show for your exclusive offer.
Do you have a book idea that is so amazing that not only could it solve world peace, but it would be the perfect solution to everyone's problem, and it would make you a millionaire overnight? I mean, do you have this idea that would be the world's next bestseller, and everyone needs to read it? Well, I hate to burst your bubble, but no such book idea exists, nor ever will. This is Alicia Brown, the CEO of Fruition Publishing Concierge Services. What I can tell you is the book idea that you have is the perfect solution for someone who's desperately searching for it. But first, your book needs to be done. So visit us today at Fruition Publishing Concierge Services, which is at fruitionpublishing.com, where we'll show you how to take your concept from vision to fruition. It's time to get her done. fruitionpublishing.com.
The reason that people don't want to deal with what's holding them back is because it does not feel good to look back. So the easier thing to do is to live in what I call your condition zone. It's not a comfort zone because it doesn't make you comfortable. You're just familiar with it.
Letitia Bates, certified life coach.
So I'm always working with my clients to meet them at their needs. I am listening to where they are. I do have to help them move to that next level, but we're going to go slow, and what they can expect from me is kindness, respect, and compassion.
Go to atthewheelcoaching.com and start driving your life back to higher ground.
What I help you do is understand anything that you've gone through, you've already survived. That's why you're here. And we can work together to deal with those uneasy feelings and help you move forward.
Go now to atthewheelcoaching.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Entrepreneur's Lounge, where we expose the myths of entrepreneurship and release the weight of it all. Real people, real issues, and real talk with expert solutions. Make sure you stay tuned to our Facebook page and thejoyguru.net for show updates, announcements, and to learn how you can be a guest on our show.